So what is the requirement to be a senator from the state of California?
I'm gay.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And welcome to our Tuesday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. We have that story about the temporary pick for senator from the state of California. Heard about that pretty much over the weekend into Monday. And I want to take a little time to think about it and kind of give you where I thought things would go and how I'm not surprised by this particular appointment. We want to talk also about expanding shortwave. We had hoped to have accomplished it by yesterday or today, but we ran into one little snag in terms of delivering the program where it needs to be. And over the weekend, I came up with a solution to that problem, which really is going to be a game changer. At some point, whenever necessary, we will have the ability, if everything comes together as planned, to be able to even broadcast live if need be. Not every program, not everywhere, but we could pick certain times for certain reasons to be able to go live. And I'll share more about that a little bit later on. So there's some things happening in the background here at Truth to Ponder. And I've said this so many times, and for those that are recent and new listeners, I just want to make it clear. I'm a believer in using shortwave. This program began on a shortwave. It didn't begin as a podcast. It didn't even begin on a local radio station. It began on shortwave, and it is still there. We never left shortwave. The only station we left is one that, because of some things that they had no control over, the increasing power bills in California and the land they were on was now being desired for building and housing. They ended up having to go off the air with a short amount of notice, and that was KVOH in Simi Valley, California, a station we were on from virtually the very beginning of this radio program. And I do miss being there. I really believe, as I said, in the power of shortwave radio. And while podcasting is a great option, a great addition, a great enhancement to what we do, it's not what we do primarily. And I can't make that any more clear. That I really believe that as we come into this time of extreme censorship, and I've got a few stories on that that I want to share as well. I'll get to those in just a few minutes. But like I say, we are working, and as this week progresses and things begin to develop and we have an actual start date, I will let you know and what the frequencies and times will be. I think we know what they are. I've got a lot of work to do tomorrow in getting some of this equipment ready on my end and getting ready to test. So I'm excited. You know, it's amazing. I wanted to share this little thought. How God provides. A number of years ago, and once again, this just shows how God plans for you and the things you're going to need. I think it was about 2.5 years ago, I was asked to do some work because of my engineering background at a radio station that was needing to get an audio feed into their building from a distant location. And I went down and looked the place over. It was about a two-hour drive from my house. And I discovered they had some gear there, some of which would probably work for the purpose that was sitting there, and it just needed to be programmed and worked on. So I bought the gear back to my house to work on it and program it. And then I took the devices down to the station to install it. And one of the units worked great. The other one needed a little bit of help. And when it came time to settle the bill, they were, well, didn't have as much money to pay the bill as I had hoped for. But they said, hey, if you want to keep some of that equipment, go for it. And so I settled a bill for a little bit of my time for this one piece of gear. And that is the primary piece of gear that I'm going to be using to make this project happen. So it's been sitting with me for 2 years waiting for its purpose. And everything checked out. I had it programmed and ready to go in literally 5 minutes. And so it is on its way to its destination and should be installed probably by tomorrow or Thursday for testing. And maybe by the weekend or the first of the week, we can add this additional frequency and times to Truth to Ponder. So I'm excited about the opportunity. Once again, we're only here because of your prayerful and financial support. Now, as we know, over the weekend, California governor and virtue signaler extraordinaire Gavin Newsom made a pick for filling the unexpired term of the recently deceased Dianne Feinstein, who had served for many, many years in the United States Senate, actually way too many years in the United States Senate. She died last Thursday at the age of 90, and she needed to be replaced. Now, this is only a temporary term. It covers from now until the election. Basically, she serves to the end of Dianne Feinstein's unexpired term, which would end in January of 2025. So this individual will serve basically October, November, then they're off most of December next year, and that's it. And there are a lot of people that are running for the Senate. I mean, look, Adam Schiff would love that job, and I would be very despondent if he got it. We don't need any more liars and reprobates in the Senate. We have enough. And we are overrun with liars, phonies, fakes, and frauds in the United States Senate, in both parties. I mean, even in the Republican side, you got a bunch of fakes, phonies, and frauds. They play the game, they come back home to run every 6 years, and then they spend 5 years in the swamp just doing swampy things. So Gavin Newsom made it very clear last week, right after the death of Dianne Feinstein, that he was going to pick a woman that was of color or black. A black woman was going to be chosen because that's what you have to do. In the world of virtue signaling phonies, you gotta check off some boxes. And he made the decision to pick LaFonza Butler to fill the seat. Now, she is the president of Emily's List, which is an organization that works to elect Democrat female candidates who support abortion rights. In other words, baby killing is essential. If you're not a baby killer, an infanticide lover, a Moloch worshiper, you cannot be a senator from the great state of California. And you must be a person of color, which makes a mockery of everything that, well, that Martin Luther King Jr. fought for back in the 60s. Remember when he said,
I have a dream. My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
And sadly, that dream from the 1960s, hard to believe that is 60 years ago, way back in 1963, when that was stated, to believe that someday in the United States, the Western world, that the color of your skin is irrelevant. It's who you are as a person, your talents, your effort, your hard work. Those are the things that would be important. Well, today we've gone to a point where we've gone crazy. I mean, it's all about race. It's all about identity. It's about everything except your quality to do a job. Your quality to be a United States senator, to have the common sense that God gave seafood. It's been ruined by these satanically inspired leftists that it's always about race. It's always about identity politics. And in the case of this, it has to be your gender, which is also, to these idiots, totally fluid. I mean, if you really, listen, Gavin, let me give you some advice here. If you really want to be a virtue signaling loser and show how really reprobate you are, you should have found a transgender person who identifies as a different race coming out of some, this is how insane it is. Yeah, maybe you need a non-binary that identifies as female black, even though they may be anything else but. And of course, the most important qualification coming out of California today is this.
I'm gay.
Now, of course, this could present a bit of a problem going forward. I mean, this particular candidate from Gavin Virtue Signaling Newsom meets all of his requirements. She's black, and she is a woman, and of course, she says,
I'm gay.
And let's be clear about this on a couple of levels. Number one, even before Dianne Feinstein passed away last Thursday, Gavin Newsom in the past had made it very clear that if anything were to happen to Dianne Feinstein, that he would appoint a black woman to fill the seat. Didn't matter about qualifications, as long as the individual was black, and as long as this individual was a woman, that was the basic qualification until after she passed away and he added the other one that the individual running has to be gay. That's simple. Now, Feinstein became the longest serving woman senator ever. She was a gun control advocate, as many people know. And one of the things about her, in my opinion, in doing a little bit of research over the weekend, I didn't get into this yesterday, but I did a little bit of reading and thinking, and I decided to just wait till today. Somebody made an interesting statement today, or I should say this past Friday or over the weekend. Obviously, Dianne Feinstein may have figured out that some of her positions on many of the major issues is wrong now, as she has been ushered into eternity. Suddenly the idea of being a Moloch worshiper, someone that believes in all this transgender bodily mutilation and promoting all this evil that's been going on in our world, I'm sure that she's now paying an eternal price. And we forget those things. Sometimes we don't want to think about it. But see, for Gavin Newsom, the virtue signaling reprobate, I don't know of any other word to describe him in mixed company. The man is just evil to the core. He has the spirit of Antichrist all over him, Gavin Newsom. And so he does what all extreme leftists that are trying to undermine this nation, destroy its moral fiber, destroy it economically, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. This is his job. A Satanist job is to do Satan's work, and that's what he's doing. All of this virtue signaling, all of this race baiting, race should have zero to do with any of this. The most qualified person, regardless of race, should be the person you put into a job. It doesn't matter. Pigmentation is meaningless. Qualifications mean everything. But no. It's got to be a black, a woman, and now that person has to proudly say,
I'm gay.
Which now brings me to the next problem that virtue signaling Gavin Newsom is going to have to face. Number one, what is a woman? I mean, he said that a person has got to be a woman, and a person has to have a skin pigmentation, and they've got to identify as being gay. Those were the requirements for Gavin. But here's the problem. When you have a justice of the Supreme Court that doesn't even know what a woman is, how do we know this individual that Gavin has chosen is really a woman? I mean, it was only a little over a year ago that Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn asked a question of Ketanji Brown Jackson, who was Biden's appointment to fill a place on the Supreme Court after Justice Ruth Goldberg passed away and suddenly now realizes that many of her decisions were a curse in the face of God, and she'll regret that for an eternity. But in this most silly of all exchanges, I'm thinking, when did we go into mass lunacy? Delusion. Well, the Bible says we're in a time of mass delusion. And this exchange, to me, is proof positive that we live in a time where God has given over the reprobate class to total and mass delusion. Simple question. What is a woman? And listen to how much of a struggle a current Supreme Court justice had in answering a simple question.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
Senator, in my work as a judge, what I do is I address disputes. If there's a dispute about a definition, people make arguments, and I look at the law and I decide.
Well,
so I'm not...
The fact that you can't give me a straight answer about something as fundamental as what a woman is underscores the dangers of the kind of progressive education that we are hearing about.
And let's be clear. This is not something we're just kind of hearing about. This is what's going on. This is reality. It is a very dangerous, it is a very evil, a very sick and destructive reality in which we are living. You have school boards in this country today. You know it, I know it. And there are probably far more of them than you would want to admit or even begin to believe. Where boys are allowed to go into girls' rooms because they're suddenly identifying as a girl. And who are we to judge? You know, we have to just accept it at face value. We have to accept either A, this is some kind of a mental illness, or B, this is a pervert trying to use this to come after and literally rape little girls and get away with it. I mean, it happened in Loudoun County, Virginia for quite a while. They were trying to cover up a transgender boy in a school that raped a girl in the bathroom. When the father complained, they went after the father, not the guy that did the rape. And what did they do with him? Oh, they just shuffled him off to another school and didn't tell anybody, where he did it again. The people that hid this deserve only one thing: life in prison without the possibility of parole, because what they have done is they've unleashed an evil, a total evil on our society that is totally inexcusable. And all these experts and all these psychologists, all these stupid, reprobate, Satan-worshipping idiots get before the Congress of the United States and they try to make you believe that all of this is normal.
I would like you to explain, what, in your definition, what a woman is.
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
There are people who identify
women
as different genders who are capable of getting pregnant. That is my position on this. I am not going to feed more into the bigotry of that question.
And notice how this lunatic, and that's what this individual is, phrases it. It's bigotry. That's right, bigotry. That's one of the terms used about racial stuff, too. Now it's racial bigotry, it's gender bigotry, and on it goes. Truth doesn't matter to these people because they are sold into a satanic lie, period. I can't make this any clearer. You are looking at demons on parade before the Congress of the United States when they make such idiotic statements that gender is fluid. Men can be pregnant. On and on and on it goes. And then you get somebody, and this goes back about a year ago, Secretary of Health and Human Services, Becerra. I don't care if you like Representative Bobart or not, but she did ask a couple of questions to Secretary Becerra about birthing persons and can men get pregnant. And I want you to listen carefully. Listen carefully to his weasel answers. All weaselly. All just trying to avoid answering a question. He knows intellectually he's defending something that just can't be defended. It's stupidity. It's arrogant. It's just not scientific. But he also knows to score big in D.C. and be held in high regard, you have to buy the lie. You have to perpetuate the lie. You have to defend the lie, no matter how insidious and insane it is. So this goes for not quite 2 minutes. And I'll cut it off before it becomes too painful to listen to anymore. But listen to this little weasel try to escape answering a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Secretary Becerra. Thank you for being here today. I appreciate you coming before the committee. To start off, as the Secretary of Health and Human Services, can you define for this committee what is a man?
You're looking at one.
Great. So you are a man. I like that. Can you tell me, can men get pregnant?
Unless you know something I don't, I think the answer is pretty obvious.
What is that answer, sir?
I'm asking you, is there something you know that I don't know that would say that a man...
Well, I'm asking what you know. Can men get pregnant?
I'm not aware of it.
Okay. Well, Mr. Secretary, materials coming from your department, you've referred to mothers as birthing persons, replacing that title with...
Are mothers not persons?
Mothers are persons, but it seems to be more inclusive, like you're trying to include another gender in that.
I'm all about inclusion, Congresswoman.
There you go. Just as a mother of four boys, I'm not necessarily offended at that. I am a person, but it's just unscientific and absurd.
How so?
To include men in that, if you're going to be inclusive, if you're going to be inclusive in birthing persons, yes.
Well, but it seems to me that you're trying
to define
the term.
Reclaiming my time. Can men get pregnant? So then we don't need to include them in this. Mothers are mothers. Moving forward, Mr. Secretary, I want to read for you from a document from your office, the Office of Population Affairs. It says in here, and I quote, gender-affirming care encompasses many facets of healthcare needs and support. It has been shown to increase positive outcomes for transgender and non-binary children. Mr. Secretary, what is a transgender child?
A child in America is a child in America, and I hope you and I can love that child just as much as...
Can you define what a transgender child is?
That's a child in America, and it's an American citizen child who needs the services and love just the way any other child does.
Mr. Secretary, do you believe that a child is capable of making life-altering decisions to maim themselves?
So let me just say to you that I don't agree with your premise. But what I will say to you is children know much about themselves and with the help of their...
Do you believe that children are capable of making the decision to self-mutilate?
Again, I don't necessarily accept the premise
of your
question.
Well, Mr. Secretary, I mean, you have gender-affirming care for young people. So this is something that you
have looked
over... I don't
equate gender-affirming care to mutilation. So if that's where you're going, then you're not going to get the answer you want.
As far as I'm concerned, Secretary Becerra should either resign or be fired at the earliest possible moment, like, oh, I don't know, 5 minutes ago. Anybody that would try to evade these questions so they can be accepted by the lunatic left and keep their high-paying government job and know that when they leave government service, they'll have a wonderful, extremely high-paid position in the private sector, sucking up to government, of course. This is an evil man. The man is evil beyond comprehension to even allow himself to keep pushing this delusional thinking. He doesn't consider having a 13-year-old girl have her breast removed or ovaries taken out or any other butchering surgery. That's not mutilation. You mean a child whose mind is not fully developed, who is living in some kind of delusion, we have to rush and destroy their bodies with puberty blockers? Let me explain something, and you need to get this understood, that whenever you get into this process of this transgenderism, you are destroying the possibility of reproduction. Let me say it again. Once you biologically alter a male or a female, they're not reproducing. It's over. And sometimes I wonder if that's part of the goal. Population reduction. There are other things that I know that are reducing the population. I'll mention them a little bit later in the program if I have time. But this is insanity. This is government-sanctioned insanity or government-sanctioned satanic desires being forced upon children in our public education system. And you have lunatics out there. Oh, there are 55 genders now. It's all a social construct. And we dare not call it for what it is, either mental illness or demonic oppression or possession. And then you get people like Richard Levine, who thinks his name is Rachel, who is deluded to think that he's a woman. Because he woke up one day and suddenly thought,
man, I feel like a woman.
Then he divorced his wife and he's the father of children and started growing his hair long and put on a dress because he suddenly is a woman. Hear him roar. Numbers too big to ignore. And in Pennsylvania, they made him Secretary of Health. And how people like the former governor of Pennsylvania, Wolf, could just stand there with a straight face next to this ugly dude who's pretending to be a woman and thinking all this is normal during COVID. I mean, it's just totally normal. A man that believes he's a woman and wears a dress. And he is all about bodily mutilation for little children. And I'm going to, once again, I'll cut this off before you're ready to throw your radio out and destroy whatever device you're listening to this program on. I'll cut it off soon enough. But I want you to listen to Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky in an exchange, and this is a while back, about 2 years ago, with the, at the time when Richard, who thinks his name is Rachel, was becoming the associate or the HSS nominee for the Assistant Secretary of Human Services. And they got on this topic of, do we destroy adolescent preteen bodies in the name of mental illness and transgenderism? And listen to the weaselly answers that Richard Levine, not Rachel, Richard, he's a dude, I'm sorry. Just like that idiot swimmer, his body's still intact. It's an illusion of the mind, and we're supposed to pretend that Richard is a girl, and he isn't. And so when asked about all this destructive surgery and chemical castration, listen to the weaselly answers, and I'm just going to play a little bit of this that Richard Levine gave.
Well, Senator, thank you for your interest in this question. Transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field with robust research and standards of care that have been developed. And if I am fortunate enough to be confirmed as the Assistant Secretary of Health, I would look forward to working with you and your office and coming to your office and discussing the particulars of the standards of care for transgender medicine.
The specific question was about minors. Let's be a little more specific since you evaded the question. Do you support the government intervening to override the parent's consent to give a child puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and or amputation surgery of breasts and genitalia? You have said that you're willing to accelerate the protocols for street kids. I'm alarmed that poor kids with no parents who are homeless and distraught, you would just go through this and allow that to happen to a minor. I would hope that you would have compassion for Kira Bell, who's a 23-year-old girl who was confused with her identity. At 14, she read on the internet about something about transsexuals. She thought, well, maybe that's what I am. She ended up getting these puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones. She had her breasts amputated. But here's what ultimately she says now. And this is a very insightful decision from someone who made a mistake but was led to believe this was a good thing by the medical community. I made a brash decision as a teenager, as a lot of teenagers do, trying to find confidence and happiness, except now the rest of my life will be negatively affected, she said, adding that the medicalized gender transitioning was a very temporary, superficial fix for a very complex identity issue. What I'm alarmed at is that you're not willing to say absolutely minors shouldn't be making decisions to amputate their breast or to amputate their genitalia. For most of our history, we believe that minors don't have full rights and the parents need to be involved. So I'm alarmed that you won't say with certainty that minors should not have the ability to make the decision to take hormones that will affect them for the rest of their life. Will you make a more firm decision on whether or not minors should be involved in these decisions?
Senator, transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field. And if confirmed to the position of Assistant Secretary of Health, I would certainly be pleased to come to your office and talk with you and your staff about the standards of care and the complexity of this field.
So what is the one thing in common with everything you've just heard in the last several minutes regarding all this transgenderism? Can men give birth? Can women become men? Can men become women? What's the one thing in common? Evasive answers. Let me say it again. Evasive answers, because they can never tell you the truth. Because the truth will expose them for the evil, evil individuals they are that seek to destroy your children, our children, and to rip this nation to shreds and hand it over to Satan with a glee. These are the evilest people among us, and they now are all over the administration in Washington, D.C. They've literally hijacked a political party, and they're working to hijack the other one, too. And they're tearing it down. What can I tell you? We live in an evil time. School boards protecting the rapists. School boards going after parents that actually care about their children and calling them domestic terrorists. These are the evil people that we have to deal with. The Bible says we are in this world, but not of it. We're going to talk about that on the other side of our break. We need a solution, and I'm going to offer one. Now, we hope maybe by the end of the week, first of next, we're working on all the details to get everything done to expand the shortwave outreach. We're a little delayed, as I mentioned earlier, because of an equipment issue to make it possible, and we're taking care of that this week. And they should have it in their hands probably by no later than tomorrow, and we can test it out maybe Thursday and Friday. Do you believe in this ministry? I think it's more vital now than ever. The internet's becoming a really garbagey place. I don't trust it. I don't trust this podcast surviving. Would you support us financially today? We need your help. Would you consider going to our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com, or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. Chill Howie, Chilhowie, Chill Howie, Virginia, zip code 24319. Once again, Post Office Box 510, Chill Howie, Virginia, zip code 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
The Happy Worm coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. Growing up, I would look out after a rainstorm and we'd see the worms. We were like in worm heaven, you know. Well, worms can be heavenly. You know, the story of Jonah is an amazing story. The prophet who resisted his call, who rejected it, who was miserable at the end, and he's under the shade of the tree, and God causes a worm to eat the tree or the plant. God used a worm to minister to Jonah. And the word in Hebrew, it says, for is mana. God appointed, he ordained, it means ordained. He ordained a worm. A worm was a better minister than Jonah. Jonah served the Lord grudgingly. He fought every step of the way, but the worm did not do that. The worm didn't resist. Wasn't grudging about serving God, didn't avoid it, didn't complain, didn't run away. The worm served God with all his heart. Unlike Jonah, he ate the plant. God wanted him to eat a plant. He ate a plant and he did it. And he was a happy worm. He was blessed. He was blessed for serving God. You see, what is ministry? The worm teaches us. The worm just did what it was born to do and it served God and it was blessed and full. And that's what ministry is. You know what? God's calling you to serve him. You know, stop avoiding him. Stop fighting him. Stop complaining. Stop being grudgingly with God in serving him or doing his will. Just do it because that's your calling. Your calling is to do what you were made to do. Serve him with all your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desire of your heart. Serve him. You were born for it. Minister, you were born for it. Repent, you were born for it. You'll end up blessed, filled with joy. You'll be as happy as a worm. Want more? Ask for the prophet, the worm, and the answer. What if I offered you $1 million? Well, what would you say? Well, something better than that. A strong, victorious walk with God is better than $1 million. And this is the way to get it. A free subscription to Sapphires, Vitamins for Your Spirit, and the incredible Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD. All free. You'll love it. How do you get your free gifts? Easy. Remember Jesus' real name, Yeshua, and you dial it. To receive your free gifts, just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's 1-800-YESHUA-1. Now, the harvest is great. The labors are few. I invite you to join the harvest. You don't need a plow, just an open heart and a pen. You can reach the world the most incredible way you'll ever touch the world through shortwave radio. It's amazing. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's YESHUA-1. Or you can write me direct. Here's how. It's right to the Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey. The zip 07644. That's the Nice Jewish Boy, 1111, Lodi, New Jersey, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. Well, till next time, this is John the Con saying, hey, serve the Lord with gladness, my friend. Peace be to you and Messiah Ben Elohim, the Son of God.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And welcome back to part two of Truth to Ponder. It is a Tuesday. I think as we go through this week and into next week, it's going to be an exciting time. A time of some growth, a time of some change, I think. And I want you to be a part of it. I'm reading a story right now, which explains where my mindset is at. And this one comes out of Canada, where we have a very growing following in Canada. I know a number listen on shortwave radio from WRMI currently. And if everything works out as planned, we'll be able to even cover more of Canada. Right now, we reach into Canada on WRMI on three different frequencies at three different times of the day. Well, at least two times a day. Wednesday is the only time we are not on 5950 kilohertz. We are on 9395 and 9455, and we do reach into Canada. If we add the other frequency, maybe even someday frequencies, we should have even better coverage, not just of North America, but even into Europe. So these are the things that are happening in the background. But to understand, one of the things I'm concerned about, because the things that happen in Europe and in Canada ultimately become an issue here in the United States. And basically, the Canadian regime, the dictator man-child, Justin Trudeau, is moving to find a way to regulate podcasting in Canada. Well, Bob, you're in the United States. Well, yeah, I know. It doesn't matter where I'm coming from. I could be broadcasting from, oh, I don't know, Belize or Uganda or St. Kitts. It doesn't matter. Or in some place you never heard of. But Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is taking steps to censor free speech for men and women living in Canada. They're announcing it wants to regulate online streaming services that offer podcasts. Now, let me clarify that. I know a number of you listen only on shortwave and never listen as a podcast. And I've been warning you about this since the day we started this program, that podcasting would be for as long as we could get away with it before they start tightening down and pulling the plug. What they want to do is come up with a censorship scheme. And like I say, we put our podcast out on two different platforms, which then multiply out to a number of others. My primary platform at the moment is PodPoint. It is designed for Christian ministries, so I don't have a whole lot of trouble with them, at least in terms of the company. They're not censoring the things that I put out. They've never censored anything that I've ever put out at PodPoint. The other place is now Spotify, used to be known as Anchor Podcast, bought out by Spotify. And both of these places multiply the podcast out to other places like iTunes, Google Podcast, Acast. There's a number of them out there. I can't even keep them all straight in my own mind. And all of these companies are podcasting sites where people can go to listen or sign up, and they get a notification when the new podcast is available for them to listen. But see, here's what they want to do in Canada. You ready for this? Online streaming services that offer podcasts must formally register with the government to permit regulatory controls. Now, as I read this, even the Christian company that I'm dealing with may have to register in the state of Canada. That's right. The Canadian government, which is armed already with one of the world's most repressive online censorship schemes, is announcing that all online streaming services that offer podcasts in Canada must formally register with the government to permit regulatory controls. I kid you not. I've got the press release right in front of me. And it says, and this came, this occurred on Friday of this past week, came to my attention last night. Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission, the CRTC, is advancing its plan to modernize, to control and censor and limit their broadcasting framework and ensure an online streaming service to make it meaningful to Canadian and Indigenous content, which is just another way of saying we want to control what you say. And if we don't like it, we're going to pull your plug. They want to examine all the evidence on public record. In other words, I'm sure there's some podcasts that'll be nailed long before mine that are bigger. They've got their audiences in the hundreds of thousands on podcast, and in some cases, even a million here in the United States. I'm sure they'll be the first targeted. And I can assure you that my audience, which is worldwide the size of a small city, is going to be, it's not on their radar screen yet. Now, it starts that any service that operates in Canada offering broadcast content and earns $10 million or more in annual revenues. Now, see, it's not me, the podcaster. Believe me, there's no dollars really of any consequence by comparison. But it's going to be companies like Google, companies like Arcast, company like iTunes, they're the ones that have, and Spotify, all of those companies that provide podcasting services, they're the ones that have to register. And then they're going to be held accountable for the content. You see how this is going to be done? They go after the big boys to come after people like me. They don't have to come after me directly. They go after Google. And somebody says, you know, that Truth to Ponder podcast is very annoying to the man-child, and he doesn't like it. He was insulted by being called the man-child. And it won't take long before suddenly I am deplatformed. One place at a time. Do you see how this works? I'll be purged in Canada within time. They're setting conditions for the online streaming services to operate in Canada. And I don't know, maybe there'll be some blowback from the podcast companies. Social media services must also register, but the users don't. In other words, Facebook will have to register. X, formerly known as Twitter, has to register. I'm sure Gab will have to register, all of them. In other words, it's beginning to happen. As we've been telling you for 2 years, the day is coming. I didn't know if it would come in 2 weeks, 2 years, or 2 decades, but I knew it would eventually come. And here we are, a little over 3 years in, and yes, it is on the horizon now. Why do you think I believe in broadcasting? Now, for the moment, because our revenues at Truth to Ponder are nothing compared to what they're asking for, we are lucky to raise the money to meet the broadcast airtime bill. And some months are more difficult than others. I'm just telling you. And here I am. And see, look, I can remember I worked for somebody a number of years ago that decided one day we're getting off shortwave radio. We're getting off radio entirely. God told me last night to get out of radio. Radio's dead. It's dead. It's not coming back. And they didn't need anybody with a broadcast background like me anymore. So I left. Because radio's dead. They're going to do it all online. Well, sometimes maybe you're wrong. We stayed on shortwave because I knew it's going to be the fallback position in time. For a number of reasons. Reason number one, I want you to understand this. It's like hiding in plain sight, if you didn't know. If you talk to some of the lunatic left, they don't even know what shortwave radio is or ham radio or any of it. They don't know. All they know is their iPhone and they know a little bit about cable TV and streaming. That's it. That's their life. They barely even understand FM radio. Let alone AM radio, and forget shortwave. It's not something on the big radar screen. They're looking at a population here in the United States of 330 some odd million, and they figure that 90 some odd percent of these people are glued and connected to the internet, and that's where they want to do their dirty work, where they think they've persuaded you to be connected. Go back to the 1990s. The goal of internet everywhere. Everybody would be online and connected. And now we have our phones and we have our apps and we have all of this stuff. I don't want an app for this program. You want to know why? I don't want to be dependent upon the sewer that is the internet to sustain me. Because at some point, some tech tyrant is going to be able to pull the plug or minimize my ability to connect. Even if I have, look, understand something. I could build my own platform tomorrow morning. I could raise the money, do whatever it takes, come up with an app guy. You know, I can find somebody that does apps and I could have it out there and within 3 weeks. Whoopee. The day that Google decides you're not going to have it in our store or the iStore says enough for you, remember Parler? I've reminded you of this a number of times. Parler started out and they rented servers from Amazon. First dumb mistake, renting it from a leftist like Jeff Bezos. And then when they decided they didn't like this competitor to then Twitter, which was controlled by the lunatic left at the time, what did they do? They just took it out of the iStore. Hate speech. took it out of Google Play, hate speech. And then Jeff Bezos said, you're not going to be on our servers, and pulled the plug and killed it. Just destroyed it overnight. These tech tyrants have, I don't know, 10 different ways to Sunday, to quote the words of Chuck Schumer, of getting at you. And I don't care if you think you have your own platform or not. You may be hard to find. And so I will use this, but I'm not going to depend on it. I will use online to reach an audience. I'm not going to depend on it. I really believe that people need to have shortwave radios. And not so much that they have to use them today, but be ready. I think there's a lot of things coming. I may talk about it later this week, some thoughts that have occurred to me in the middle of the night. But right now, we as Christians need to find a way to gather together. While we have time, let me just keep saying that, while we have time, we need to find ways to connect that are not dependent upon technology. Home churches are a great start. Even if I get knocked off the internet, even if I get knocked off the ability to communicate someday, even on some of the radio stations, there'll be a way. Trust me, there will be a way. We need to take control of our families and our homes and our responsibilities. Too many people are more worried about the new car payments for their new car or the bigger house. We're coming to a day when the money system is going to absolutely collapse. Look, over the weekend, the fake, phony, fraudulent conservatives in the Republican Party embraced their Democrat counterparts, and they, you know, there they are. We got a sustaining bill for 45 days of deficit spending of the United States federal government again. When are we going to realize that one day it's going to collapse? And when it collapses, your money's going to be worth less. And you're not going to be running to Walmart with a bag of your gold you just bought. They're not going to, Walmart won't be there. People don't understand this. You're not going to go to the gas station with a little bag of gold to buy gas for your car. And people will be looking for your food that you've been stocking up, your apocalypse chow. When people are hungry and hurting and have nothing to lose, how do you think you're going to defend yourself? Stop thinking humanly and think spiritually. We don't sell any products or services here. There are plenty of people that do, and some that I think are credible, some that I don't think are credible. But I don't get into that fight. It's not where I believe this ministry belongs. Getting people into a relationship with Jesus Christ is number one. Adults, parents, you need to take control of your family. That is your God-given responsibility. And giving your children over to the state for their education, you've heard what these morons in the government are saying. You've seen the school boards. You know, it's amazing to me that a person gets up there at a school board meeting and says, here's a book from your library that young children, you know, middle school kids are reading in your library. And he starts to read it, and they got to cut him off because it's all porn. You can't do that. Shut up. Sit down. Be quiet. Be quiet. You can't do that. No, they're exposing these evil, degenerate people that would just as soon have your child raped than educated. They're sickos. You got the anybody that would say, stop reading that. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Don't expose us for what we are. That the fact that we're trying to destroy your children. Jesus said it best. They're worthy of a millstone tied around their neck and dumped into the sea. What should have happened is the school board should have said, can we pause for a moment and have an immediate vote to remove all of that porn out of the library? That's how it should have been handled. Instead of coming after the guy reading it, saying, sir, we were not aware. If they were aware, then they're sickos too. And parents, you know, you're going to have to organize. You cannot let the school boards continue as they are unabated. Too many Christians are too stinking lazy to get off their fat fannies to go out and vote about a school board election. And then they can, all they do is complain. Our schools are doing terrible things. Well, did you run for school board?
Well, no.
Did you campaign for?
No.
Then you're getting what you deserve. And churches that have the means need to find a way to do one of several things. Start a school or a homeschool co-op at minimum to work with other parents that are dealing with horrible education where they are. There's still some safe schools left, but those numbers keep dwindling year in and year out. Train up a child in the way he should go, the Bible teaches. Parents, take responsibility. Stop dumping your children at the feet of Satan and the Moloch worshipers, the Diana worshipers who worship the earth, the creation, not the creator, and those that worship Ishtar that can change a man into a woman and a woman into a man. These are the recycled paganistic ideas being shoved down your child's throat without mercy. And you spend your time working and playing on Facebook, and as long as your child's not annoying you, you don't care. Got to change it. Have to change it now. And it starts with you. Number one, things will not stay the same. I don't trust the election of 2024 to save anything. I warned you in 2020. I told you 3 years ago in October, do not believe we're going to fix anything at the election. Look what happened. And then when the Republicans took the House in 2022, whoopee, what have they done? Not a whole lot. There are still too many swampy creatures, fakes, phonies, and frauds, still doing the backroom deals. Nothing has changed. This nation is headed to hell literally on a roller coaster heading downhill with a broken track. It's going to nail and hit hard. There's no escaping it. But God's people need to just drift away. Say, fine, you have your world. We are going to live in our alternate world, which maybe you don't believe is possible, but I'll share later this week how it is possible. I'm not going to worry about this program being censored in Canada. I'm just going to make sure I have more shortwave coverage to cover all of Canada. That's a better way to fix it. I don't need them. I don't need the tech tyrants. It's nice to have that platform today, but I know the day it's going to be gone. And that's why I've asked you not to invest in gold and prepper food and anything else. That's why there's no paywall. I just pray your generosity, gifts large and small, to keep it and expand it on shortwave, period. That's it. You can go to our website, truth2ponder.com, and support us from there using Give, Send, Go, or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, zip code 24319. Once again, P.O. Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder. Shining the light of truth in a darkening world.